Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here. Welcome back to Self-Belief Affirmations, where we turn those little whispers of doubt into roars of confidence. Today's topic? Letting go of fear and embracing growth, because honestly, who wants to be stuck in the same rut forever? Ever feel like you're standing at the edge of something amazing, but a giant wave of fear is holding you back? You know that feeling when you want to say yes to a new opportunity, take a leap into the unknown, or simply try something outside your comfort zone. But then bam, fear pops up and whispers all those nasty little doubts in your ear. What if you fail? What if people judge you? You're not good enough. Sound familiar? Well, guess what? You're not alone. Fear is a sneaky beast that loves to lurk in the shadows, but the good news is, we can learn to tame it. And trust me, when we do, the possibilities are endless. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you conquer fear and embrace growth. First up, recognize that fear is a natural human emotion. It's our built-in alarm system, designed to protect us from danger. But in today's world, sometimes that alarm goes off when there's no real threat, like before a presentation or a first date. The key is to acknowledge those feelings without letting them control you. Think of it like this. Fear is just information. It's telling you something needs attention, but it doesn't have the final say on your actions. Second, challenge those negative thoughts. I know, easier said than done, right? But seriously, when fear starts whispering those self-doubt stories, ask yourself. Is there any real evidence to support these thoughts? Often, we're our own worst critics, and our fears are based more on assumptions than facts. So, get in the habit of questioning those negative voices and replace them with positive affirmations. Third, take small steps outside your comfort zone. Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither is confidence. Start by setting small, achievable goals that push you slightly beyond your comfort zone. Maybe it's taking a new class, joining a club, or simply striking up a conversation with someone you don't know well. Celebrate those victories, no matter how small they seem, because each step forward builds momentum and fuels your confidence. Fourth, remember that failure is not the opposite of success, it's part of the journey. Let's be real, we all stumble sometimes. But it's how we handle those stumbles that matters. Instead of letting fear paralyze you, see setbacks as opportunities to learn and grow. Analyze what went wrong, adjust your approach, and keep moving forward. You know what they say. The only true failure is giving up. And lastly, surround yourself with supportive people who believe in you. Having a strong support system can make all the difference when fear tries to creep in. Seek out those individuals who encourage your dreams, celebrate your successes, and offer a listening ear when you need it most. Think about a time when you really wanted to do something, but fear held you back. Maybe it was asking for that promotion at work, auditioning for a play, or starting your own business. You know what? That feeling of regret after letting fear win? It's real. But here's the good news. You can choose to rewrite that story. Imagine yourself finally taking that leap, even though your heart was pounding in your chest. Imagine the incredible sense of accomplishment you would feel once you conquered your fears and achieved your goals. Now, I want you to take a moment to visualize that future self, the confident, courageous version of you who is living life to the fullest. How does it feel? What are they doing? Hold on to that feeling, because that's the power within you waiting to be unleashed. So, let's recap. Fear is normal, but it doesn't have to control you. Challenge those negative thoughts, take small steps outside your comfort zone, embrace failure as a learning opportunity, and surround yourself with supportive people who believe in you. Remember, growth happens outside your comfort zone. You are capable of amazing things. Now go out there and show the world what you're made of. I hope this episode gave you some valuable tools to start letting go of fear and embracing growth. Share this episode with someone who needs a little extra encouragement, leave a review if it resonated with you, and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.